much. We had a request from one of the people here to do Cold Frosty Morn. Do you want me to do just one more? Okay, well, we'll do it short, and then I'll finish off with a one-time round of Alabama Jubilee, okay? All right, so one time through on Cold Frosty then. Here we go. Okay. Thank you very much. We'll not do the other one another time. Thank you.
Next up is Wayne Liller. Wayne is this is kind of a talent search. Patty Lumen recommended to Jerry that he ought to go out and talk to Wayne and invite him to attend this, because this is his first year here. Wayne has been playing the fiddle for 62 years, so Becky, that takes us to 462, okay? We now have 394 years of fiddle experience before you, okay? Wayne is 77 years old. He's been a farmer and a carpenter. In fact, he told me that never use a fiddle to nail on nails because it might bend the nail. No, he didn't tell me that. Anyway, Ray Falk, a friend of his from Baird County, is
Baird,
West Virginia. Okay, thank you, Jerry. See, and is here to accompany him on the guitar and a leftover guitar player. You got two guitars. All right. Thank you.
Well, the first one we're going to do is named Cheat River. It's an old fiddle tune.
Thank you.
Turkey in the straw. in the low ground. Snowflake breakdown.
got a lot of people to get on the stage here, so I'll probably tell you another joke before I introduce them. So, you know how zoos sometimes exchange animals between them? They sell them between zoos. Well, the Bronx Zoo was selling a dozen penguins to the San Diego Zoo. Now, of course, you got to get penguins across the country, and you got to keep them cool, so they get a special refrigerated truck, and they get the penguins on, and the truck driver very carefully drives these 12 penguins all the way from New York across the country, and they get just outside the San Diego city limits, not too far from the zoo, and the truck breaks down. And it's hot in San Diego. And he starts to really worry because the truck's broken down, the refrigeration system's out, and he's got these 12 penguins in the back that are very valuable, and he's being paid a lot of money to deliver them to the zoo. So just as he's scratching his head, wondering what on earth he's going to do, these two guys stop with the truck to see if they can give him some help. And he says, "Oh, I'm so glad to see you." He says, "Listen, these penguins are very valuable penguins." And he said, "I'll give you $100, the two of you, if you will take these penguins to the zoo for me. It's not far, and they will be okay without refrigeration just for that amount of time." So they said, "Sure, $100. They load the dozen penguins up into the back of their pickup truck, and off they go. Well, this is much relief for the driver of the truck. And eventually, of course, he gets them to come and tow his truck into town to be repaired. It's several hours later, and when he's being towed through town, he looks out the window of the tow truck, and he sees these two guys walking down the middle of town, and here are the 12 penguins right behind him. He's furious. He stopped the truck, and he jumps out, and he goes up to these guys, and he says, "What are you doing here in the middle of town with these penguins? I gave you $100 to take them to the zoo." They said, "We did take them to the zoo, but we had some money left over, so we thought we'd take them to the movies." I never said my jokes were going to be good jokes. But see, I know the music's good, so you're not going to leave, and I have a captive audience, you know? Okay, we have next up Rosa Pheasant and her granddaughter, Kathy. Now, there's a whole bunch of other people up here, too. Rosa is 90 years old and is doing wonders for our statistics because she's been playing the fiddle for 75 years. Kathy's been playing for 12, so at the end of this set, we'll have 481 years of fiddling. She's from Fairmont, West Virginia. It's her first time here. Let's see. Kathy, who is going to play bass with her grandmother, is then going to play fiddle on her own. And accompanying, let's see if I get this right, we've got Everett Smith on guitar. Am I doing okay? Virginia Smith on mandolin. And then Kathy's going to have, what are we going to see? We got a banjo player. You must be Denver tuning. Okay. And have we got Charles up here, too? I can't even see who's up here. No, Charles isn't here. I'm good. All right. So anyway, I'll tell you about Kathy, too. Now, she's been here before. If you've ever been to the West Virginia State Fiddling Championship, she's won it 4 times. She is the current champion. She's a nursing student at Fairmont State College. And so we're going to have some hot stuff here. So welcome, please, Rosa Pheasant. Thank you.
One more?
I got one more.
Grandma's fiddle were both made by my dad. He's in the back. And the first one we're going to do is one called Leather Bridges. Thank you. and this is one called I Don't Love Nobody. This is my great uncle on guitar, and the rest are, I claim them as family, but they're all good friends of mine. Denver Tuning and Charles Tuning and Wolfgang Coe. And Everett Smith is his name. I just call him Uncle. One more, it's called Angela and the Baker.
We can convince them to do one more, huh? Yeah, one more.
I guess one more. This is really it. And this one is Sally Gooden.
That was great. Thank you. Okay, next. For those, how many people go to Picking in the Park? Nobody. On Wednesday nights? Oh, sure, sure. I know, because I've seen some of you there. All right, for those of you that hang out at Picking in the Park like I do, you'll know our next performer, Shorty Currents, Marvin Shorty Currents, who lives in Maybe and has been here for 6 of the 7 years that we've been doing this. He's been playing the fiddle for 55 years. That takes us to, we'll get you the statistics later, all right? Marvin is 69 years old, and he's going to be accompanied by banjo player Denver Tuning, and guitar is Charles Tuning, and the bass is Rhonda Tuning. Thank you.